Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City, second hour. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Good morning, Mike. What's going on over there, buddy?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing this morning, Mike?
Could be better. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm here. That's all I can say. fighting insurance company and all that good stuff.
Oh boy!
I think everybody's in the same boat. Yeah. So, no, other than that, that's good. That's about all I got shaking. Bull red fishing's off the chart in areas. It's not. Yeah. They're not everywhere. Our biggest problem we're having is sharks.
And, hearing that from everybody.
Dude, I was talking to Brandon and Brent last Sunday. You know, we was all off Sunday. I could hear them. They was tarpon fishing, and they was in them thick. They just, one of them days, couldn't get them to eat. They finally got, I think Brent landed one, and Brandon had a big fish upside the boat, just put his hand on the leader. And he took a little tug on him. He turned him loose, and the shark was after him, and sure enough, you know, they was talking about it. And all the years they've been tarpon fishing, they both said they've heard of one tarpon man eaten by a shark, but now everybody's talking about it this year.
Yeah, it's something else, eaten. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
sharks are thriving. I guess our oceans are in good health.
I guess. What was it, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I bull red fished. I had Jerry Jones down. I told you about that.
Right.
Bull red fished on Friday. Then Saturday we went flounder fishing and trying to catch a few trout. And them trout just didn't cooperate. But the
they do
the
that.
Tide. Yeah, and the tide.
They do that.
The bull tide is so bad. I mean, we're still on 2-foot swing.
My goodness.
Yeah. And when it flushes, you just call it a day. Yeah, just call it a day because it's over with. But we caught 3 sharks that day. And I'm talking about we caught them, hooked them in the side of the mouth like you're supposed to, and then I have to wrestle them, try to get my jig head back. But it was crazy. But we managed to put 15 flounder in the boat and a handful of trout. But flounder fishing is good. It's just unbelievable.
I know a guy the other day, he had the best flounder on his head all year. He said, you know, flounder's been kind of scarce up my way. And he's got this flounder on probably about 5 pounds and bit it off right behind the head.
Ooh, I'd have been upset with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've caught, I mean, one of them sharks I caught, he's just, I had no idea that there'd be a shark in that spot, but there he was. So, them little buggers are everywhere.
Oh, they're thick up my way. My goodness.
Yeah, and I can't understand everybody won't get in the water, but that's you crazy wade fishermen, so.
Well, I just tell you, if they ate people, everybody would be eaten up. Nobody would be in the water.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I ain't heard anything about anybody getting bit lately.
Well, we had that one weekend, you know, down south, South Padre, where you had, you know, 3 to 5 people bit or whatever. But that's been it, as far as I've heard.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, and they don't like to publicize that a lot either. Kind of knocks things down. Kind of reminds you of the movie Jaws, you know, old Larry the Mayor.
Yep.
Those beaches will be open on 4th of July.
So, but no, that's one good thing about them flounders. They don't say, I mean, naturally, they always have a better bite on that falling tide with them flounders, but because they'll lay in the mouth of everything. But, I mean, even when everything else is tough, you get it across it in front of his face, he'll eat it.
Yeah, he will.
The net offshore fishing is, it's just summertime fishing. It's August. Having to burn a lot of gas. And
name of the game.
You know, you know, I heard one of the captains the other day, I ain't never had to measure so many fish I measured this year. But there's a healthy population of them under 27, that's sure.
Yeah.
Blackfin bites have been pretty good. But
that's what Richard told me. He was going to go with somebody in your area, and they were waiting on a part for their boat. Their boat broke down and couldn't get it in time, so he went with some other guy out of Cocodrie, and, boy, they piled them up.
Them blacks?
Yeah. Had two yellows. The yellowfin bite wasn't any good for them, but they had some creeper and snapper and, you know, the usual. But
it's that time of year. Actually, you talk about them snapper. It's amazing how many snapper heads coming to the dock. Bit off behind the head.
Snapper heads.
I mean, why they bring them in? Just feed them back to them.
I guess for the throats.
Well, I guess.
I mean, if I'm going to bring a snapper to the dock, I'm going to make sure he's whole.
Yeah, no kid.
You got to count the heads, too, huh? That counts as a fish. You bring the head.
You bring the head. Yep. I don't know, you know, but I guess wardens could get picky about it. But, you know, as far as embarrassment-wise, you know, who say how long that fish was. So, I mean, you can go by his head, but they could get picky about that.
Sure they could.
So, best thing to do is just feed that head back to them. Don't worry about it.
What's y'all's habitat looking like for teal season?
It is amazing. You know, we don't have a tremendous amount of grass, but we've got enough grass. But the wild rice is, man, it just seemed like overnight it just shot up and
right
full of rice. And so
y'all got plenty of fresh water in your marshes?
Oh yeah,
good.
We do now.
We do too. Yeah, that's going to help teal hunters, you know, on the coast for sure.
Yep, that river is as pretty as I've ever seen. And, you know, I talk about that every year, but it just seems to amaze me how it just seems like it's more prettier this year than ever. But no, our marsh is. Our roseau cane finally bounced back. Everything's just vibrant green. Looks beautiful. It's nice to ride through there and see that instead of everything blowed down or dead leaves on everything.
Right. So, well, the good thing about this hot weather is keeping those storms away, but how long will this hold?
I know. I wish you wouldn't say nothing about that.
Well, I mean, it's...
I don't need that.
Can't help but talk about it. It's that time of year, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
The natives are restless. We are all restless.
Yeah. We can keep getting that dust, too. So.
Just stay prepared. That's all you can do. Yep. Just be ready.
Be ready. For sure. No, I've talked to several people about the dove situation, and everybody here in East Texas out here in that Dayton, Liberty over towards Beaumont, they are covered in doves.
For now.
Yep.
Hopefully it'll stick.
Yep.
But boy, we get that rain right at the beginning of dove season, it kills us every time.
Yep. But I ain't talked to some of the guys that's baling hay and stuff, and they said it's unbelievable how many birds they are.
I'm seeing a lot around my house.
Are you?
Mornings. Yeah, I'm not seeing many white wings. Usually this time of year I start seeing them big, 50 to 80 bird groups, flying along the bayfront in the evenings, but hadn't seen it yet.
I have not seen anything over probably 20 birds, but I've been seeing quite a few.
White wings?
And white wings. Yeah. They're taking minutes over.
Good.
Crazy.
Anyhow, I'm ready for a good dove. Texas. opening day of dove season. My gosh.
I think it's got as big as deer.
It's like deer now, huh? It's crazy.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe how much shells went up.
Oh, I know it.
$12 for a box of them low brass shells. Now I'm going to give me a break. So, the only thing I did notice, the 410 hadn't changed much. It's still kind of holding the same price it's been the last 5-6 years.
Right.
But everything else is that gum show jumped up.
Well, till season, they're going to give us a full till season this year, but next year in 2025, they're going to cut it back to 9 days.
I mean, I didn't even look at that.
If the blue wing count's down 12% this year, then why not cut it back this year? Why wait till next year?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that. And then they'll probably all fly back after this year and then have an unbelievable hatch and habitat, and then numbers will be up, but then we'll be down to 9 days.
Right. Oh, well, I mean, it's no different than fishing regulations. Some of it I see, but a bunch of it I don't understand. So, I got customers that is grapping about not being able to keep the fish over 27 inches now.
Well, I'm going, we're hearing worried that about a lot. Eating one of it. At least y'all got 27. I mean, ours is 20.
Yep. So,
but we're loaded with 1 to 3 year old fish.
It's like us on them PP trout. I don't understand where them come from. I mean, I've never seen them like that. They're just stupid. And it's everywhere you stop. I mean, them bull reds ought to be happy.
That's bait for them.
Huh?
That's bait for bull reds, buddy.
You bet. Absolutely.
I see it up my way. They're so bad up my way. They eat them trout up, man.
Yeah, it's like in the fall, when October, November, when them white trout get in there and sand trout, every which way you want to call them, them bull reds will flourish on them sand trout.
Yeah, they will. They'll smoke them.
Absolutely. No, other than that, that's all I know, Mickey.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you and getting hooked up. Give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, have a good one. Always a pleasure talking to you. Be safe out there, brother.
Same you, Mickey.
Later. All right, man. Later. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. Stop by and check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. And if you're looking for quality live bait, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus their regulators, diffusers. They even refill your bottles right there at the store. For more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And check out all their great prices and availability on all their wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's when it comes to shrimp. It's all wild-caught guff shrimp. They're big 9-12s, they're 15-18s, whatever size you prefer. Great price, great availability. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food at good prices. 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. And when you call the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Best. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now and let's talk to our good friend Captain James Plog down there. Little Rat, what's up, buddy? Well, he's not up. Something's not up. I don't know. Check on it, Jace. Is he still
there?
Hey,
you there?
There you, there we go.
Hey.
We got to turn you on.
Oh, Lord. What's up, man?
Not a lot, brother. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just burning gas, buddy.
Yeah.
Burning gas, burning
oil daylight. Companies need the business.
Oh, man, I'm good for the economy right now, I promise.
Boy, you are, buddy. You're putting it
on
them.
Sure. No, I don't know. I'm putting it on them oil companies. Oh, Mickey, we ain't seeing much. We see a few every now and then. It's not too good. It ain't too good. But it'll get better. I mean, you know, South Port Conner, there's a bunch of fish down there. That's if you want to go, you know, put up some numbers and see them regular, you need to go fish down there. I'm not going, but not this year anyway. I spent like 3 years down there, last 3 years, but there's a lot of fish down there. And we see a few every now and then, but it's not too good.
Man, there ought to be some fish moving from that way this way, you know?
Ain't nothing to make a move right now, man.
Well, and we ought to be getting some from the east too, huh? From the north.
Man, the weather's been just the same. I don't think nothing feels like it needs to do anything right now.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's no weather pattern, no weather to move anything. True. That's so true.
Everything, you know, the fish are where they're at right now. I mean, you find a few somewhere else, but the mass of the schools are kind of where they're at.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be too nice today. That wind's not coming around out of the east. There's some squalls down here to the south.
I saw some straight off the coast of Matagorda and Port O'Conner, you know, out there in the Gulf.
Yeah, so it'll be different today. Be different. Yeah. It won't be no mill pond fishing today.
It'll be a little, mill pond.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit of stuff going on. But man, we fished a lot of hours. But the other night, day before yesterday, we fished till dark. And man, that wind come up, man. It come up about 15, 16 when I came in, but you know, it was so calm, it didn't have time to get rough. Just a chop.
Just a little wind chop.
Yeah, but there may be a little swell day. That wind blew pretty much all night last night. Not stupid, but it blew pretty much all night.
Yeah, it stayed calm up at my house all night. That's weird how it works. Y'all are getting more breeze along the coast than I am up my way.
Yeah, you can almost time it when, you know, we had the little west winds in the mornings, and then like yesterday, it would come due north, and at 8 o'clock, it went absolutely dead slick.
Yeah.
And it stayed that way. It stayed that way. But, it come out of north first. But it's like a lot of east wind today. Everything I see is east and southeast.
Yeah, rollovers east. Jetties are southeast. But now looking at the dike and Eagle Point, it's east, and up my way, it's east.
Yeah, that little old front.
In your house, it's east.
Yeah, it's east right here. That little old front, it was stuck right up there by Sabine, over there by Port Arthur, and now it's you know, it shows it on my whatever that thing I use at my radar deal.
Uh huh.
And that front, it's down south now. It's south of Matagorda. So it moved a little bit. At least that's how that thing showed it. And that's where them little squalls fire up in the morning. The last few days, they fire up over by Port Arthur, but they go straight offshore. they don't come on land. But it'd be all right. You buy your day to day, maybe Friday, and it's going to start bumping up.
Well, it's been a calm stretch, man.
Oh, what a run, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like this last year.
No,
I mean, you had some windows, but not a just a big old long stretch of calm weather like this. It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah,
I guess after the hurricane, you know.
Yeah, year before last, it was good, and that was one of the best years I've seen in many years. Not last mm-hmm. year before last.
Right.
I mean, I left. I had to go back trout fishing like October the 10th, and Cameron was still running the boat, and I think they caught the last fish like October the 21st or 22nd, somewhere around there.
Right.
And then last year, I think the last day was September the 28th. We had a pretty big day. So I think we caught 4 or 5, lots of fish, caught a couple of big ones. That was the 28th, and I don't think I went. I didn't go no more after that. It never got right where I was supposed to be going. So we'll see. But you know how it works, man. You get about the equal amount of bad as you do good. But we had a pretty crappy July. We had a pretty crappy July, so we're just catching up. Although the trout fishing in July was good. You had to fight the weather, but it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's even been trout fishing. I don't know anybody's catching anything. I ain't talked to nobody.
Yeah. Hillman's still pecking on him. You know, he's still doing pretty good.
Man, you'd have to come up with a lot of cheese for me to go trout fishing right now.
It's get them early. Get on in. It's it gets putrid.
Well, the heat don't bother me.
Well, it's that dead slick, man.
It just, man, if I'm going to be that miserable, I'm going to catch something giant that's hopping around. I want to reel something in that's 15 inches long. Not when it's that hot.
Yeah.
But we run into them every now and then, but it's you know, nothing. There's, you know, I don't have no big school of fish. It's, you know, but you still get a bite or two.
Nothing to write home about. Well, you seen any other signs of any other kind of fish while you're tarpon fishing? A lot of sharks, a lot of jacks, what?
Oh, Mickey, you know, we run into a big school of jackfish coming in the other day. I mean, a lot of them. And I haven't seen but one school of bull reds. We went in there shallow one day looking around. And some little turns got on something. I said, man, I don't know what. There's something. They're looking at something. I couldn't see the way the sun was at. We got in there, and it was a big old pile of bull reds.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing I'm sure they're there. I'm not seeing the big schools of bull reds yet. But it's close. This moon moves something around. Yeah. Whatever this moon was doing.
Well, it's early yet. You know, that big fall spawn. You know, for bull reds and around all these passes and rivers and everything, that's coming. That's going to
be
nasty.
Yeah, what is it, the 22nd? Because I can kind of, you know, where I leave from, wherever I go out of, you know, you can kind of see when it's going on. You see all the slicks. I don't usually stop and fish, but you see the slicks and, you know, you see everything. And I hadn't really run into that. If I wouldn't have been up there looking, I wouldn't even seen them bull reds in there. They were just swimming down a beach, you know, not slicks, nothing. I we run into a big old school of Jackson sharks coming home yesterday. Thought it was something. Ended up catching a shark. It was Jack. I was marking the jackfish. They didn't bite.
Yeah.
Now we caught a shark, but they was all in there together.
Right.
We was coming home. But yeah, you know, I seen some good signs. I ain't seen a lot. You know, fair amount of mackerels that I hadn't seen in some years. You know, the mackerels. You know, on the beach. Like, it all looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that wind on my back right now. We're going to have some wind today.
Hopefully it won't be rolling too bad.
It drops out in the morning time pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, but there's, you know, we fished late several days that, you know, usually, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's white capping and blowing. Man, we come home whatever night it was, Saturday night. I mean, the sun's going down while I'm coming around the jetties. And we were running 27 knots all the way home at dark.
Yeah.
It'd been that way all day, man. It was drop dead gorgeous. We probably went, I don't know, I'm being conservative, 180, 190 miles Saturday.
Yeah.
You go. I could have went to Boom Bang. Come back.
How was that lunch and lantern trip?
Hey, we were leaving, and Larry videoed that thunderstorm right there. It was pretty cool. And then when we hit the end of the jetties, I took that picture of the sun going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, there you go, Larry. There's your lunch and lantern trip right there, buddy.
Well, that's your stamina trip.
Man, I watched it come up, man. And we turned around and left at like 5:35 the next morning.
Good grief.
I was rigging tackle at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Laughing.
Didn't work out so hot, but it sounded good. It looked good on paper.
Well, you've been working hard, man. How's your golf game right now?
Man, it was bad, dude. I played a couple times.
Well, it's time terrible. To go fishing then. Golf swing goes south. You need to go fishing.
Man, I was in a monster slump, dude. My golfing was terrible. My fishing's terrible. Like, man, I'm in a slump. But I played pretty good. What day did I didn't go? I forget what day it was. Maybe Monday. Was it Monday? Monday. I played Monday. And should have been fishing. But I actually played pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, my fishing ain't picked up a whole lot, but golf game got a little bit better. When I say better, that's relative. It ain't all that good.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Well, that's one of them sports you don't have to be good at to enjoy it, just like fishing.
Yeah, no, well,
just fishing, like dove hunting. Yeah. I mean, hey, at all the people that love to dove hunt, and it takes 5 boxes of shells to kill a limit. They're having a blast.
That's the truth. The only thing about fishing, we get paid to be good. I don't get paid to be good at golf or get paid to be good at shooting doves. I got to kind of be good at fishing. I'd rather be in a slump and everything else and still be able to fish.
Yes.
For sure. Man, I wish we could go back and play some more. I was having a good time. We got to play at least one more round before you give up on me. If nothing else, we'll just have a good time.
I mean, I hadn't even picked a club up since last summer, or I don't even remember.
I think 2 years ago, too.
It was 2 years ago when we were playing Eagle Point, and trees are blowing down, and that storm hit us.
Yeah.
I just left my ball out in the middle of fairway at number 4.
The hell with it, leave it.
I said, James, man, it's radar. It's getting close. It don't look good. We better head to the clubhouse. You go, man, let's tee off on 4. We got time for one more hole. Well, we didn't.
And we didn't. Hey, we
and
got
hit
caught
2 perfect tee shots right down the middle, man. I just drove off looking at our 2 balls sitting out there in the middle of the fairway.
Hey, it's a good way to leave it. Hey, we got caught in a thunderstorm at the course week before last. Oh, dude, it's like the only storm on the whole planet. It's right there on top of us. It's lightning and raining. And we're underneath a tree. I said, man, it's probably ain't no
what
good
What are you
spot.
Trying to be like Lee Trevino? Get nailed?
And so nobody – we're at Bay Oaks where Wayne plays. He hooks us up out there. And anyway, then it got dead calm. Anyway, long story short, so we're at Moody's Monday. And there's one little squall offshore, and I've seen little old lightning. Like, it's nothing. I mean, we're sitting in the middle of it over there at Bay Oaks. I mean, it's coming. I can see the lightning. It's flashing. Here comes Johnny. So, well, course is cleared. I said, what are you talking about, dude? That storm's like 20 miles over there. Yeah, we got to shut her down. I said, okay. So we had to go in. I said, man, if you knew what I was sitting in. I said, you knew how many thunderstorms I've been in. You're going to close this course because that one little lightning strike. Come on, man. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, we're going
to
go see.
I used to look across the bay and see a black cloud coming, and I'm going, man, oh, James is okay. I know he's over that way somewhere, and then it'd get close to us where I had to pick up and run. I'd look, and I'd see a whaler popping out of that cloud heading for the dock. I'm going, man, he always pushes it to the last second.
Man, that last bite's going to end up getting us someday. But that's
it
a good
will.
Way to go, though. That's a good way to go. My like guys that, are like, man, I know that's
like
it
that
may
year
not
over
be
at Sonny Bowman's
together.
Lodge when that one more glass of tea cost us.
Oh, that was your softball game cost us right there. Two things happened. You had to go play softball on that giant anchor you had. If you remember this, we couldn't get it up. And when you finally got it up, that anchor that was big enough to fill up the front of the boat. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we let And I said, man, I don't think this is too good. And it wasn't good. That was terrible.
Well, I never broke loose.
That's the only time in the bay, in my whole life, in the bay. If I could have put a life jacket on that day, if I could have got to one, I'd have put one on. That's the only time.
That was the problem. Right, you couldn't get to one. You had to hold
on. Dude, that was serious. Remember, busted old Keith Tilton's head open? I mean, that was the real deal, right? That was a real storm. I don't know if they had, what, some gust to 100 or whatever it had. It was not
105
good.
At Crawley's. I mean, that's for 30 minutes. It blew all the water out of the bay. I mean, that's
yeah,
that's
we were
great.
Sitting on the bottom. I was trying to run with you, man, and I said, I can't. And I had to get into Trawls, and I think I came out down here by Dow's or somewhere and made it back to Crawley's. Y'all was already there. But if I could have got one, I'd have put him on, I promise you.
Oh, it was bad, dude.
Big said, time. I'm not stopping, though, to get one.
No. All right, man. If somebody wants to go to the bottom in style, give them a number, man.
All right, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Come on, man.
Come on. 497-771-7306.
James, have a good day. Catch him up.
All right, buddy. Thanks,
all right,
man. Bye.
Later. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. And, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget their top-tier Matagorda fishing charters. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. And they have, you know, five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, fully stocked bass pond. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's Rusty Rook, RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 541 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town and check in with Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, brother. Not a lot.
Man, we rocking and rolling this morning. Fixing to go hit the deep blue sea, buddy.
Tell me some fish stories, man.
Well, man, we had a great veterans trip weekend with Southern Outdoor Dreams and Naylor and Academy and all that good stuff, man.
That's what it was Jeff awesome. Was telling me. That's awesome, man. Great cause. Good, just great deal all around, brother.
Man, it was sweet. Put them on a bunch of fish and shoot, yesterday I went out on a private trip with a buddy that lives out on the west end and his 32 yellowfin.
Right.
And man, we get out to the deeper snapper. We were waiting out this big storm, you know, there was an inclemental front line waiting out this big storm for a while, and I said, shoot, man, let's try around 20 mark. You know, I got some little honey holes right up in here. And, man, we ended up catching 6 out of our 8 big snapper at that 20-mile mark.
Awesome.
And I'm talking about they were big, buddy. So
good.
I said, heck, yeah, I'll take that any day of the week.
You know it.
So we caught those, and we get out to that farther snapper spot. Man, this guy in the front, he's like, golly, this fish with a bunch of stripes on it's ripping around the front of the boat. I said, what the heck? Man, it was about a 40, 50-pound wahoo. Let me tell you something. When I tell you I threw everything, I should have just jumped in the water and free-gaffed it, buddy. I threw a live piggy perch right in front of him twice. I mean, anything you can imagine. A cobia lure, a daggum spoon, live bait, dead bait, sardine. I mean, then I got so upset. He was swimming around teasing me. I said, well, I don't know. Maybe we can get him to hit a troll. Then I started trolling up and down the spot, knowing that he was still there, you know?
Right.
And I he wouldn't eat. He would not eat. It's going to haunt me forever.
Should have harpooned him.
Dude, I was thinking about it. I mean, he was so close.
Where's that harpoon at when you need it?
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. So, goodness. Other than that, this morning we're putting a new Ray Marine antenna weather unit on the boat so we can track some of these storms a little bit more efficiently. So we've been installing that this morning and keeping a close eye on the radar for, you know, today's trips. It's me and Sugar Shane we're going out offshore today. So,
yeah,
you know, it's that time of year.
There's a little bit down by Freeport. There's one drifting in. It's going to go inland there towards Clute and Lake Jackson.
Yeah.
And another little one behind it, straight out from Galveston, nothing. But there are some thunder bumpers in the Gulf, and they're drifting kind of west and northwest. So,
well, as long as we can track them and keep a close eye on everything that's happening, we'll be all right. I think I looked at the future, one of the future radars that I use, and it shows like Galveston covered up with rain by like noon, I think.
Oh, bring it.
So, well, not I don't you, know, hopefully.
We could. I can't believe I'm sitting here saying we could use some rain right now. I really can't believe I'm saying that.
It's you almost want to be careful.
It's just crusted the earth, man. It's rock hard.
Yeah, it's freaking hot, buddy. It's 10 out of 10, excruciatingly hot. Man, I'm sitting here going through my tackle and looking at all this smorgasbord of lures that I threw at that Wahoo yesterday. Just a little salt in the wound, you know. I'm looking at all these lures and trying to get them all ready for today. But golly, that fish. Ended up with a nice box of fish, man. Shoot, we were on that veterans tournament. We went out to one of the rigs. No shrimp boats, man. The shrimp boats are like non-existent.
That's what I'm hearing.
They're nowhere. So, I mean, you know what? They're way, 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 way out on the shelf. That's fine, but really those 200 foot of water shrimp boats that should be just fluttered up all over the place, you know, 60-70 miles, they just ain't there, buddy.
Huh.
They just ain't there. But anyway, we were on that veterans trip and went out to one of these little rigs and started messing around and catching some rainbow runners, which was real fun. And I said, shoot, man, let's put out a few little drift lines. And boy, we got a nice tuna, really, really nice tuna with those vets. So probably a good 25, you know, pound blackfin. So that was cool. Real big blackfin.
Well, when I went on air, there was about a 45% chance of rain in Galveston today, and now they've lowered it to 20%, 20 to 25%. And I'm seeing
rain
on radar. Yeah.
Okay.
What forecast
that's good to
do
know.
You believe anymore?
Buddy, that's good to know.
I hope the cops weren't coming for you.
yeah, that's true. Unless it's a 20% here and 80% out there, that's not good to know. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we're safe, man. We'll keep a close eye on it. And, you know, shoot, man, it's just what you got to do in the summertime. You know, if you waited for all the pretty days, man, you'd be sitting at home the whole summer. So it is what it is.
Well, true.
You just got to get out there and play your safest, you know. Shoot, no fish is worth risking it for, you know. Unless it's a 1,000-pound blue marlin. And then, you know, I don't know. Then you might risk it.
But, yeah, I've seen these guys hook on to, you know, a grander or something like that and have to fight that fish through a huge storm. I mean, that's
oh, my gosh, man.
That makes for good stories right there, buddy. The elements breaking down on one and giant waves coming in the boat. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my gosh, man. We're fighting that swordfish for like 3 hours a couple weeks ago. And, man, there were some pop-ups around us. And I was thinking, I was like, man, what if one of those things do blow through here, buddy? We're going to be sitting here getting hammered.
So true. All right, buddy. But, well, hey, I know you're a busy man.
Right,
you got to roll. Throw them out some info if somebody wants to come down and get hooked up.
Absolutely, man. We'd love to have them. We'd love to have you guys. Let's go make some memories. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on the website. Get booked up and hooked up. Come lodge with us. Man, we'd love to have you guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day. Watch the weather out there. All right, brother.
See you, buddy.
All right, later. All right, now let's go up to the Big Sam, check in with our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Captain Mick. How you doing there, buddy? Everything's
all good?
Oh, yeah. Just a little hot up here is all, you know. But
yeah, we could use a weather change, man.
I think somebody said next week or something we're supposed to have a little rain for a few days, but hey, everything's going pretty good, really. The lake's it's dropped on back down there. It ain't but a couple feet maybe above pool now, and you know, it seems like every week that it drops, you know, them crappie are ganging up now out there on them brush piles, so that's fun.
Sure it is.
Starting to catch them, you know. You just gotta put the top up on that pontoon and you know, suffer stay cool. drink a lot of water and keep on going.
Well, at least they aren't big, and you're not having to fight them like big catfish or something, get all wore out in that heat. So that's a plus.
Really? Yeah. Bass fishing has been fair, you know. It's early, you can catch them on the top water bait. And after the sun gets on up there pretty good, you back on out, and, you know, that 12 to 15 foot of water off them points, throwing no old rubber worm, and keep on catching them.
Worming them up, baby.
I love it. It's either Texas rig or Carolina rig, either one. It doesn't matter. But, you know, we've been throwing a 10-inch worm, and, you know, not catching no giants, but, you know, catching a few four-pounders every day.
Well, that's good.
You know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, the main thing is just get your pole bit. That's what it's all about.
It's all about them bites, baby. The old thump or the pickup, one or the other. I like both of them.
Yeah.
Or tap.
Yeah. But I'm just excited that we're catching a decent amount of crappie again.
Oh, I can tell it in your voice. It's a little lean with all that high water and everything all year, man.
Oh, it was, you know, I mean, it just fluctuated. You know, it got up, about 8 foot almost above.
Boom, yeah, and then, way up there, man.
And then they got it back down to about 4 foot, and then it came back up to 7 foot above. Now it's, you know, now it's just steadily the heat and on. And, of course, they're letting out all the water they can now, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You're about 2 foot above pool now.
Yeah, well, I can go with that. You know, all the boat ramps are back and open in good shape, and yeah, we can pretty well put in anywhere on the lake you want.
Right.
Well, all my fishing here lately, so, you know, been down there around the dam, staying down on that lower end of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Water clarity is so clear now. I mean, you can see down, you know, I don't know, a good 3 foot.
Ooh, that's good. Man, no wonder that bass fishing's hanging in there good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy, if somebody wants to call you about coming up and bass fishing or crappie fishing right now, give them some info how they can get you, buddy.
It's 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
All right. Stay cool if that's possible. See you, man. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Time for the show to come to a close. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh! O'Reilly!